All right, it's halftime here at the Dome as we continue talking with the guys who work in the trenches and is our center. Nothing happens without Jay Young, right?
Yes, sir. Head of the offense. Let's go.
Literally, right? I mean, hey, we're not doing anything, at least legally, without you.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me about the job of being the center. It's different than any other job on the offensive line, Jay.
Yeah, it's a lot of calls you got to make, a lot of discipline, just trying to help the guys around me be successful.
Yeah, what do you do when all of a sudden RJ comes in and says, hey, dude, I'm changing the play, we're audibling?
Hey, you got to go with the call. He's a man, so you got to go with the call.
You know, last week I mentioned this with Gabe. We had some problems with penalties on the line. I know Coach has really concentrated on that this week in practice, eh?
Yeah, Coach has been really getting on our discipline, trying to discipline us a lot more so we don't have those problems, because we can't have those problems and win games.
Well, I felt bad for you the one last week down in Texas, man. You get an illegal man downfield because the guys are, I mean, what are you going to do? You don't know what's happening behind you, right?
Yeah, I just got to be more disciplined myself and look out for that and be ready for anything.
Well, I didn't blame you for that one, though. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, talk a little about this team, and, you know, it's different than last year's team. Obviously, Jake Maion being one big difference, but having RJ back, having talented running backs, how do you feel the offense is going to progress, man?
Yeah, I feel like last year and the year before, we had some young guys playing, and I think they've really grown, coming to their leadership roles, and I think our leadership is a big thing this year.
Now, when you study film, Jay, and you're looking at the other team, in this case Davenport, what are you looking at from their defense? Are you looking at specific people? Are you looking at schemes? What are you personally looking at?
Well, I'm normally looking at the front seven. I'm looking at the D-line, the linebackers, trying to learn their tendencies. I'm trying to learn what I can do to stop some of their key players and their key roles that they have going on in the defense.
Now, what do you do to get ready for a game? That's, for the people listening here in the stands, you get practice every single day, but it's not just the 90-minute practice either.
Yeah, it's a lot of film study. It's a lot of recovery work. It's a lot of weight room. It's a lot that goes on to be successful.
And keeping your body fit, too, with eating and drinking the right way and all that?
Yep. Diet's a big part of it, too.
Okay, how do you balance your time? You know, I ask a lot of the guys this, and everybody gives me a different answer. It's like, you know, you have your football responsibilities, but you're a student athlete. You have a lot of work to do in the classroom, too.
Yeah, a lot of work in the classroom, just trying to stay focused. Study hall helps a lot. Going to the library, working on it after practice. But, yeah, studying is definitely a big part of being a student athlete.
How about the, I don't want to say pressure, but the responsibility, really, of being an NMU football player? Coaches expect a lot of that, and other people in the community, when you see them, they look up to you and stuff like that.
Yeah, the community, Marquette's a wonderful place to be, and NMU football is a really historic program, so just trying to hold up that persona of being an NMU football player is a big part.
Okay, so what are some things you do besides play football, man?
Really, during the season, I'm just focused on football and my studies for the most part.
So you don't play video games with RJ and Potter? Because they say that they're the best.
RJ is definitely good at NCAA football. I'll give him that.
Yeah, that's all he had to say when we were down in Texas, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah. He's very good at NCAA football.
Okay, what are you studying academically, Jay?
I study cyber defense.
Okay, what's that?
Cyber defense is focused on computers and networking systems and trying to focus on the security of a network.
So for all of us idiots that don't change our password or use an easy password, we need people like you to bail us out?
Yeah, for the most part, but I know you guys do a great job of that.
That's right. Okay, Jay, I'll let you give a shout-out. Anyone you think may be listening, man?
Shout-out to my family in Anchor Bay. Go New Baltimore.
All right. That's what, Macomb County down there, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on a good career so far. Let's go out there and get them. I know homecoming is big for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we hope to get a win. Let's go. Go Cats.
Oh, you almost said go Cardinals.
Go Cats.
Okay, there you go. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Okay, Jay Young, everybody, the center for the NMU Wildcats. We're back with more from the Dome as halftime continues here on Homecoming, Northern Michigan and Davenport on the Wildcat Football Network.